What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, March 30th, 2011. We're almost to April Fool's Day, and no, we are not planning any practical jokes either on our website or our radio show, just in case you were worried. Actually, the news is weird enough without it. We have one April Fool joke already happening. There is a huge snowstorm settling in over the Northeast. Boston, New Hampshire, all over the place. They're getting snow. First of April. It's April. We're into spring, and they're getting a snowstorm. You know, and Al Gore's out there screaming, "It's global warming! Global warming brings colder weather!" My friend Roland Emmerich proved that in his movie. Day After Tomorrow. Whatever. And so Mother Nature is doing a booga booga on all of us all. Well, you know, snow over here and an earthquake there and a volcano there and a tsunami there. And it's Mother Nature's way of saying to the human race, get off me. So anyway, on a more serious note, though, and getting back to the situation in Japan, which as far as I'm concerned, this is the story. And I do have to give a little nod to CNN. All day yesterday, they were just basically ignoring this whole story. And then last night, we just tuned into them to see what was going on at the top of the hour. And they actually did do a pretty good in-depth report of what's going on at Fukushima, starting with, of course, the reactor burn through in reactor number 2. And just to recap, for those of you who may have missed it, the core of reactor number 2 is in meltdown. Actually, reactors 1 through 3 are in various stages of meltdown. Reactor 2, the molten fuel rod assembly has basically burned through the pressure vessel, the reactor pressure vessel, and the containment, and it's slagging down on the concrete floor of the building, and presumably as it gets hotter and hotter, it will burn through the concrete into the ground, into the water table. It is a real-life China syndrome taking place before our very eyes. Reports I'm getting from inside Japan are saying that reactor 3 may be close to a containment breach as well of its melted down core. The situation just keeps on getting, you know, worse and worse and worse. There was more smoke was coming from another reactor at Fukushima today. They're saying it was an electrical fire. Nobody really knows. We do know they're not being forthcoming on information. There has been reports of smoke coming from a second Japanese nuclear power station 7 miles away from Fukushima, which they're saying was a fire in the turbine room, unspecified. That reactor, during the day of the quake, there was a problem with its control rods. We know that Tokai had a problem with their cooling system following the earthquake. No news out of there since then. Another power station, Onagawa, again, we're hearing rumors that they may still be dealing with damage from the quake there as well. Now, Tokyo Electric is already starting to say that the $24 billion in loans is not going to be enough to keep TEPCO afloat in business and pay for this nuclear disaster. And what they're starting to talk about is the government of Japan is going to nationalize this financial black hole and transfer the losses onto the Japanese people. See, those Japanese, they always want to be just like the United States of America, and that includes a fascist economic dictatorship, which is going to basically take the losses from this disaster and drop them on the Japanese people. So let's keep score here. The people of Japan have just suffered the worst quake in modern history, the worst tsunami in modern history, the worst radiation leak in history. I think we're past Chernobyl already. And now on top of it all, the government is going to basically drop the financial costs of the cleanup from this reactor accident onto the Japanese people. Now, Japan has just announced they're ordering safety upgrades for all of the remaining surviving nuclear power stations, which is essentially admitting there were things they should have been doing all along and they didn't do. And again, this gets back to that idea. When you let the money junkies make the safety decisions, disaster is going to inevitably happen. And that's what happened here. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. Do call in and share your opinions. We'll be getting to Libya a little bit later in the show, the economy, all kinds of stuff. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663.
America, welcome back to the show here. Now, as you are probably aware, there is radioactive contamination spreading all over the Northern Hemisphere. We're still in the safe zone here in Hawaii, according to my own local radiation meter, but we're getting reports all across the United States of America. And here's what's kind of interesting. The Environmental Protection Agency, the same people who told those first responders at the World Trade Center, yeah, you don't need special gear. Go on down there and breathe in the dust. It's harmless. And they're all sick and dying now. All right, that same Environmental Protection Agency basically reported finding levels of iodine-131 in rainwater in Pennsylvania and Massachusetts above the level of maximum allowable contamination in drinking water. But the EPA turns around and says, there's no need for alarm. You know, we're going to change the maximum allowable level so that this is not a problem anymore. And they came out basically with a press release saying, well, that maximum contaminant level value for iodine was set on the assumption you'd be exposed to it for 70 years, and we know, of course, this is going to be gone in a couple of weeks. Well, maybe that particular iodine that they sampled might be half its potency in 6 to 7 days, and again half in 6 to 7 days, but it's not going away because the original source contamination is still pouring out of the reactors. And it's not just iodine that we're worried about with a half-life of 7 days. It's things like plutonium-239 that has a half-life of 24,000 years. And the EPA is still playing this game of, even though this is above the limits we previously determined are going to cause health problems, there's nothing to worry about. Go back to working and paying taxes and breeding us soldiers just as fast as you can. And it is nauseating. We've got this continuing pattern of all of these U.S. government agencies that are getting rich on American tax money, and yet every time you need them to do their job, they're not there. They're covering for industry. They're protecting the stock market and the profitability of all that General Electric stock that Congress has invested in. Whether it's the Securities and Exchange Commission that are ignoring Bernie Madoff for year after year after year after year, or the Minerals Management Service that turned a blind eye to safety violations by British Petroleum at the Deepwater Horizon, or the Bureau of Mine Safety that was asleep at the switch before that cave-in last year, and on and on and on. And now the Environmental Protection Agency is there to justify land grabs by the federal government, but when it comes to actual environmental problems, no, it's okay. It's okay. There's really nothing to worry about here is what they're trying to tell you now, which is nonsense. Now, I think what's going on here is really very simple. After years and years of phony hobgoblins being manufactured in the media and thrown at us by the government and the globalists, you know, swine flu, global warming, blah, 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 and all the other stuff, a very clear pattern begins to emerge. Anytime the media is telling you that something is really horrible, they've already got a solution they want to sell you. Global warming is the problem, but we have a solution here for a carbon tax. The swine flu will get you, but we have all this vaccine ready to sell you. Y2K will destroy your computers, but we have these software patches for sale. Killer bees are coming to get you. Buy new screen doors. It's a sales pitch. But when we get a real disaster or crisis that the government can't do anything about and cannot turn to profitability, they pretend it's not an issue. We saw that last year with the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. It went on for week after week after week, and finally in July, just ahead of the elections, Obama says, magically, if the oil has gone away, it is not an issue anymore. Mahi dictum est. And the media says, yes, the oil crisis has gone away. And they're still arresting people for digging sandcastles on the westward beaches of Florida. And we're seeing the same thing here at Fukushima. They can't fix it. They don't know how. And they don't know how to make it profitable. They don't have a solution to sell us. Therefore, it's not going to be a crisis. We're too busy bombing Libya. And basically, it reveals to us that all of government is a fraud. It is a con game. It is medicine show politics. And what I mean by that is, you know, in the old West, there were these traveling medicine show salesmen. And they'd roll into town with this brightly painted wagon. They'd crank down this stage that was on the back of the wagon. And they'd get up there and they'd dance around and they'd warn about this terrible illness that's out there in the frontier. And it's coming this way. And you need to buy this medication. And the bottles of medicine were filled, you know, with, you know, pepper oil and rattlesnake venom and whatever else they could find out in the desert. And people would buy the bottle of medicine. The medicine show salesman would take his money, roll up that stage and skedaddle out of town before somebody realized they'd been rooked again. And that's exactly where we are. We've got a pharmaceutical industry that is trying to sell medicine to healthy people. And in many cases, it's actually making them worse. They're taking, you know, natural herbal remedies, and they put a trade name on it. Then they get the FDA to shut down people selling the original natural version because, by golly, they're infringing on our drug business. And it's just, it's all crooked. It's all crooked. It is rule by deception, rule by hoax. They come out there and tell you there's a big, horrible something coming to get you unless you give us your obedience and your money. And we fall for it time and time and time and time again. And now that there's a real disaster, a real crisis, they can't fix it, they can't make money off of it, so it's not going to be important. To the money addicts, they don't care. It simply doesn't exist. It's not important. If I can't sell somebody a solution for it, then it's really not worth reporting about. When the money junkies throw global warming at us, they know it is not real, and they can sell us a solution at a high markup, and they can make themselves look good in the media, and they can make themselves richer. But now we have a real global crisis at hand, and the globalists, unable to fix it, are simply choosing to pretend It doesn't exist. And they're going to go on with their plan for the new world war, which they will make money off of by plunging the whole planet into debt to the bankers. Now, never before has there been a greater need to put this tribal and religious conflict on a permanent hold and actually work together to solve a truly global crisis. And unfortunately, the first step is going to be we have to take the decision-making process away from the money junkies and the people who owe their allegiance to the money junkies. There are no innocent bystanders in radioactive fallout. You are all on the front lines in this issue. And it really is serious. Yes, at the moment, the radioactive levels are safe, depending upon who you're talking to. But it's going to get worse from here. They don't have the situation under control in Fukushima. Even if they're starting to talk about entombment, we know that won't work because most of the contamination we're dealing with is coming out through the ocean water. They can't contain, they can't entomb underneath the reactor. They can't do it. It is impossible. They're going to entomb the top so it looks like they did something, but they're not really going to solve the problem. And if we don't solve this problem, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren are going to pay a hideous price in an increased incidence of severe birth abnormalities, cancer, and leukemia from this disaster. The only thing that we really do know for a fact is we're not getting the straight news, certainly not from any media owned by General Electric, certainly not from the government of Japan, certainly not from TEPCO. Everybody's trying to put the best face on it. In fact, our neighbor here was telling me the other day, her mother's in Japan, and was saying, yeah, it's all driven by saving face. Nobody wants to admit how bad it is because it is bad for the face. It is a cultural imperative to put the most positive spin on there. And I think that is illustrated by the story where we've got Japan to scrap stricken nuclear reactors. They've announced today they're going to decommission reactors 1 through 4 at the Fukushima nuclear plant. Gee, you think? This is kind of like the White Star Line announcing they plan to scrap the Titanic after it's rammed that iceberg. Like there is actually a choice to be made here. Now, you want to talk about the ultimate in insensitivity and absolute proof that the money junkies put money above people? Staffers at Goldman Sachs' Tokyo offices asked for permission to work from another location where there's no radiation until the safety issues are worked out. And Goldman Sachs said, no, you will stay right there in Tokyo. Anybody who leaves will be fired, and you will never work for Goldman Sachs again. So basically what Goldman Sachs is saying is, I am doing God's work by opening a chain of drive-through cancer treatment boutiques across Japan. There's money to be made. You will stay there and make it for us. Now, I may not always see eye to eye with Greenpeace. I actually, very early on, I was a supporter, you know, back when it was about, you know, respect for ocean mammals and stuff. Then Greenpeace kind of got hijacked and was used for economic warfare, and I kind of drifted away from them for many of the same reasons Paul Watson did. But they're over there in Japan with very good radiation meters, scintillometers actually, and they're basically saying that they are finding high, dangerous levels of radiation outside the mandatory evacuation zone. And they're saying Japan needs to wake up and realize that the situation has gone beyond their mandated evacuation zone. They've got to evacuate more people. What I'm hearing from readers and listeners within the Tokyo area is that a lot of people are just leaving anyway. Pregnant women especially, they're getting out of town. Tokyo is basically turning into a ghost town. Unless you work for Goldman Sachs, where they're going to make you stay there until you start glowing in the dark. But, you know, it is frightening over there. These poor Japanese people have just had to endure so much. Quake, tsunami, radioactive leak, and now their government is going to dump the price tag for this onto them as well. Like, they're going to have any money? Their economy has been hammered. They can't buy any more American debt. It's like, where does the government of Japan think the Japanese people are going to come up with the money to clean up this mess when they can't even afford to build their lives back to what they were before? It's just amazing here. All righty, well, we've talked enough about this. We're going to keep an eye on the situation. Probably there are going to be more meltdowns. This is not going away. This will grow and grow and grow, and the radiation increases every single day. It's not going away. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I want to talk a little bit about Libya. This thing continues to go on, and more people are beginning to understand that the reasons for Obama to have gone into Libya are making no sense at all. We have Cameron and Obama now saying they might arm the Libyan rebels because the goal here is to protect civilian lives. And we all understand that pouring more and more weapons into an ongoing civil war is absolutely the best way to protect civilian lives. If protecting civilian lives was the real agenda, then on the day that Israel sent in those 50,000 mercenaries to support Gaddafi, Obama would have picked up the phone to Tel Aviv and say, you get those mercenaries out, or we're stopping payment on the checks. And that would have been the way to protect civilian lives. But they're into the war, they're hijacking the revolution. Any thoughts about freedom and democracy are out the window. Now it's all about grabbing access to the oil. It's all about imposing a privately owned central bank on the people of Libya, which they did not have before. It's all about access to that huge fresh water system that Gaddafi built, that is the largest in the world and is lusted after by Israel, which is always short of water. They can't get the Litani River in Lebanon. They'll just build a huge water pipeline all the way over from Libya and get the water that way. Or they'll run water tankers. We don't know. And, of course, behind it all is the massive gold reserves that backed up Libya's currency. They had a value-based currency, the dinar, that was not based on loans from a private central bank. It was owned and operated by the government. Same system we had in the United States back in 1779. But of course, such a system is hated with a vengeance by the world's private central bankers. So once again, young American men and young American women are being blown to bloody bits to make the world safe for compound interest. The Air Force is spending $4 million a day on munitions in Libya. I'm not exactly sure what they're spending it on. But if you're dropping that kind of munitions all over Libya, and some of it does involve depleted uranium, then you are not protecting civilian lives. And we're hearing from Russian medical personnel who are on the ground in Libya trying to do some humanitarian work there. They are seeing the coalition forces, that's our guys, blowing up civilian infrastructure, including hospitals. Now, how is this in any way protecting civilian lives to go in and drop bombs all over their hospitals? It just doesn't work. Meanwhile, we're already hearing that this situation in Libya, because of the unexpected surge in Gaddafi's forces yesterday, that, wow, we may be in there for a while. They may be looking at 20 years of war in Libya. Like, it isn't bad enough. We've already been in Iraq for almost 9 years. Now they're talking about 20 years of war in Libya, or at least until the oil and water and gold runs out, whichever comes first. But it's another quagmire. Meanwhile, the single most terrifying thing that I saw yesterday when I was watching CNN following their coverage of the Fukushima meltdown, there was Wolf Blitzer with this illustration about Africa and the Middle East, and he had an arrow going from Libya to Syria and then an arrow from Syria to Iran, like it is a foregone conclusion that having invaded Libya, we must continue on into Iran. Once again, selling Iran, 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 Iran. And remember I said we've got to have some kind of a false flag to sell it. Maybe it was going to be the Enterprise, and maybe it's going to be a U.S. city, because now the news is all over that these letters are being received by media outlets across the country that Al-Qaeda has nuclear weapons already inside the United States, hidden in American cities, and they're going to set them off at any time. And again, it's more of that fear-mongering and that preparation for a false flag. The only country that is routinely inside the United States with nuclear materials is Israel. Because remember, Israel built their first generation of nuclear weapons with fissionables they obtained here in the United States of America. So if you're Israel and you're getting all this material from like Savannah River or from that reprocessing plant up in New York, what you do is you take enough of it to make a couple of bombs and you put it someplace safe like the New York consulate, which is strangely radioactive, but nobody's allowed in there to find out why. And then you can build the bomb here in the United States. If you've got the weapons-grade uranium, building a bomb is really easy. Take two chunks of weapons-grade uranium, slap them together, they go bang, you've got a bomb. That's all it takes. You all know now how to make a nuclear weapon. So, if you talk about who is likely to have a clandestine nuclear weapon inside the United States, it's going to be Israel. And don't forget, remember that strange thing with the nuclear-armed aircraft that was flying over the United States a couple of years ago? And there was some confusion about it. It took off with six armed, nuclear-armed cruise missiles on the wings in firing position, and when it landed, there were only five, or so goes the story. So there's a lot of unaccounted-for nuclear weapons floating around here with which to stage a false flag attack, because you know and I know that the American people are not going to support another war in Syria or Iran. We don't even support the war in Libya, the mainstream push-polling to the contrary. We're tired of war. We're bankrupted because of war. We're living in a war economy. We're watching our roads crumble in front of our eyes, our schools shut down. They're firing teachers all across the country. And Obama's out there flinging cruise missiles at $1.4 million a pop, literally, all across Libya. And Libya did not attack us. They're not a threat to America in any way, shape, or form. Obama is clearly in violation of the War Powers Act in declaring war on Libya without the consent of Congress. And nobody wants to stand up and say, you are wrong, Mr. President, to do that. You are wrong to do that, Mr. President. And once again, we're getting the usual kind of public relations stories about why we're there. And yesterday we had this one about, oh, this woman who was raped by Gaddafi's people, like they wear name tags and stuff. It's the incubator story all over again. It's public relations. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm going to zip back to the Fukushima situation. We've got another story that's breaking. We mentioned yesterday, actually earlier today, the Environmental Protection Agency responding to the Fukushima disaster in order to keep us all happy and tranquil and paying taxes and breeding soldiers and not worrying about the fact that General Electric reactors are melting down all over Japan right now, is getting ready to raise the threshold for maximum permissible radioisotopes in your drinking water. That's their solution. They can't fix the reactors. They can't clean up the mess. All they're going to do is tell you, oh, it's okay now. And as I was mentioning yesterday, we went through this a year ago with this melamine scandal, that where it was discovered that baby food for humans and certain pet foods were imported from China with melamine, which is this sort of this synthetic plastic. It's kind of got some protein-like properties, and it's actually used as a food filler in Soylent Yellow or whatever they're making this week. And there was a big, huge cry, gosh darn those Chinese, how dare they put this stuff in our baby food? And then they found out, oh, American companies are doing it too. And so the FDA says, oh, well, you know, we've decided it's okay to have some melamine in baby food, and they promptly set the maximum safe exposure to melamine to be just above what is being used in American baby food. It doesn't get more obvious than this when that the government is taking care of corporations and profitability and not you. We've always been at war with East Asia, for those of you who are George Orwell fans here. So, here are the numbers that are coming out. Drinking water, they're going to have a huge increase in allowable public exposure to radioactivity, a nearly 1,000-fold increase in allowable strontium-90, anywhere between 3 and 100,000-fold hike for iodine-131, a 25,000-fold increase for nickel-63. In other words, they're basically going to declare by executive imperial fiat that radioactive water is now safe to drink. This is following on the lines of what we were getting from Ann Coulter, that radiation is good for you, and all this other nonsense. They can't fix the problem. So they're just going to propagandize you to tell you it's not a problem. Radiation is your friend. You could always use an extra hand growing out the middle of your chest. Think how useful it's going to be. You know, and it's just, it's absurd. The EPA, and I understand, but all the way back to the Nixon administration, the Environmental Protection Agency was never about the environment. It was about justifying the confiscation of private lands and placing them as collateral on the national debt. And it's about, you know, ever more intrusive government policy. We've got a story coming up about basketball hoops a little later in the show that you're going to find absolutely amazing. But here we have the Environmental Protection Agency, the same ones that raised the melamine levels so that baby food companies in the United States could go on selling product, baby food that isn't really food. The same EPA that told those workers at the World Trade Center, it's, yeah, you don't need a respirator, go on down there and do your job. That EPA, that same EPA, is now telling you that radioactive water is safe to drink. And your taxes pay for this nonsense. I don't know why you're not furious about it. I am. I'm absolutely furious about this stuff. All right, I want to go back here to Libya. We're seeing this propaganda campaign. There's this woman who's been all over the TV networks and YouTube about, oh, they raped us, and those they're Gaddafi's men are raping us. And the first question that comes to mind, are like they like wearing hats that say, I am Gaddafi's guy? You know, are they showing their ID cards? Hi, we're from Gaddafi, spread them. You know, most rapists tend not to identify themselves to the victims, you know, unless they've got a real good reason. But if we're going to make a big stink about rape, and rape is a bad thing, don't get me wrong. I don't want to trivialize it, you know, when it's genuine and it's real. But we know there's a lot of rape hoax out there. During the feminist rape hysteria of the 90s, I mean, rape was the most falsely reported crime in America. We had the famous Tawana Brawley rape hoax that just made, you know, absolute disaster. Careers were destroyed over that, and it was all a complete fraud. But the situation here is that rape is something that happens with U.S. troops around the world. It's estimated that in Okinawa, you know, U.S. troops raped like 10,000 women during World War II. And, you know, to the present day, the Okinawans want the American base off the island because this ongoing continuous rapes by American personnel, you know, seems to be an ongoing thing. In 1996, three U.S. servicemen were convicted of raping a 12-year-old girl. Now, you remember back in Iraq not too long ago where there was these American soldiers who raped a 14-year-old girl and then, to cover it up, murdered her and her family. So before we start screaming about anything Gaddafi is doing, let's clean up our own act and understand that if they're making an issue about this rape, it is purely to convince you that this war is a really good thing, just like they did with the phony stolen incubator story for Operation Desert Storm. And it was all a lie created by Hill and Knowlton Public Relations. Public relations is a fancy name for lying to the people for money. And the government is the biggest single client of these public relations firms. You know, rule by deception, rule by hoax, rule by press statement. It's just absurd. So basically, we're invading Libya, we're taking over the place. And I'm not saying Muammar Gaddafi is a swell guy. I think all world leaders are going to turn out to be sociopathic and egomaniacs at some point. But what I'm hearing from people inside Libya is a lot of them really liked what he was doing, like the value-based currency, and that water system is rather magnificent. And going back and looking at the demonization of Muammar Gaddafi, and you begin to realize that the same people who've tried to tell us that Muammar Gaddafi is this really horrible human being are the same people who told us Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons. And they were telling us, oh, the Iraqis will welcome us with flowers. They are so tired of being oppressed by this guy. And I remember vividly just before the invasion of Iraq, seeing this video where it was on the media and they said, here's Saddam Hussein, you know, and he's just up there enjoying the fawning admiration of his slaves and blah. And they were trying to put a negative spin on it. But what was very obvious was Saddam Hussein walked out of a building in Baghdad and there was a crowd cheering him. And some of the people in the crowd had guns. There was no plexiglass. There was no Lexan. He got up on a car to wave to the crowd. There are buildings all over the place with open windows. You would never, ever, ever see an American president do that. And I remember watching that video and saying, I don't care what the soundtrack is trying to tell me. What I'm seeing in the video is, this is a man who's not afraid of his own people. And that alone had to tell you that Saddam may not have been quite the villain we were told he was. Remember, we're being told Iran is this threat to world peace, and yet of Iran, Israel, and the United States, Iran, since it became an Islamic republic, is the only one of the three not to be invading other countries. There's a real paradigm shift that needs to be made there. I remember when my lovely wife Claire and I got our marriage license in Southern California, we just happened to go down to City Hall on the same day that Bill Clinton was going to be there, and he was, you know, rah-rahing the Democratic candidates. It was an election year. And it was like Lexan everywhere and machine guns and mounted cops and snipers on the roof and everything. And I remember looking at all of that Lexan and everything and saying, this is a government that is terrified out of their minds of their own people. And that was all the way back like a dozen years ago. More than that, 16, 17 years ago. And they were already hiding behind armor and Lexan and stuff. And yet Saddam walks out, gets up on a car, and everybody's cheering him, and he's not afraid of his people. Something is clearly, clearly out of sync between what we're seeing in the world and what our corporate media is trying to tell us. I'm not willing to accept at face value that Gaddafi is necessarily an evil villain. What he's mostly tarnished with is Pan Am 103 over Lockerbie, and they just let that guy out of jail supposedly for humanitarian reasons, but the case against him was collapsing. It was all fabricated evidence. It was another frame-up. We've got this long history of these staged terrorist attacks that are blamed on innocent third parties to justify war. It's Gliwitz all over again and again and again and again. It is the false flag policy. And usually we find Israel behind these things, whether it's attacking the USS Liberty and trying to blame Egypt for it, bombing the USS Cole and blaming Yemen for it, blowing up British and American targets in Egypt, blaming the Egyptians for that one again. They got caught doing that. 9/11, let's blame, you know, Arab Muslims for that. And yet the only people actually arrested on the day of 9/11 were Mossad agents. And it goes on and on and on. These atrocities are committed and blamed on a third party to trick the dumb Americans into going to war against Israel's enemies. Because that's who we've attacked. You know, Jay Leno had this comment on his show the other night. We're in the final four. There are only four nations in the Middle East left that we haven't invaded yet. We're invading every one of Israel's enemies in the region. We're smashing them up into tiny parts. We're destroying them, sending them back to the Stone Age so that Israel can feel like they're the mightiest nation in the region. Because they got nuclear weapons, and they've got all the Americans' money, and they've got control of the American military arsenal and the American government. Aren't we butch? And they're the ones doing most of the attacking and, you know, and warfare and invasion of their neighbors. And now we're being told we have to go after Iran, which has not invaded anybody, just like we've gone after Libya, which has not attacked the United States of America. This is an unprovoked invasion of Libya. And it's not in support of the rebels, and it's not in support of Gaddafi. It's in support of the oil companies. And it's in support of the private central banks that want the gold-backed dinar to go away. And it's in support of Israel, just because Israel doesn't like Libya. And Israel has tricked us into attacking Libya once before. If you ever read the book, By Way of Deception, by ex-Mossad agent Victor Ostrovsky, he lays out how Israel tricked Ronald Reagan into bombing Libya and trying to bomb Gaddafi. Missed him, killed his five-year-old daughter. We need to understand, we've been used before, and we're being used again. We're going to go to the phones. Howie in North Carolina. Aloha, Howie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, my friend. I have friends from Hawaii.
Ah, good.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I love about this country, though, Mike, is this, is I believe in God. You're an atheist, but you have every right, and I have every right do what that we want to do. Let me say another thing. These countries that are so-called rogue nations or have to be dealt with, the problem is these countries, and I don't have a problem with it, they don't have central banks. And
that's right.
What the goal is. If they can't get the central bank in there, well, then they play them off and act like they still love them, and a year later, boom. And that's what happened to Japan. Japan did not want a centralized banking system in there. And by the
way... I don't think we have to invade Japan now. I think Mother Nature took care of that.
I agree, but I don't know. I wonder if that was...
That and General Electric's crappy reactor designs, I don't think we have to worry about an attack on Japan coming anytime soon. You know, we whipped them for fair in World War II and all that other nonsense. And by the way, I do want to say here, I'm getting so many emails and people trying to post stories to my website about how the earthquake and tsunami were artificially created as unconventional warfare. Nonsense, 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 nonsense.
I don't know. Okay. I'm open to it, but I
no,
haven't,
hang
haven't
on a
researched
second.
It.
Hang on a second. Hang on a second. Okay. Just think about this. Right now, the United States of America's economy is being propped up by other nations continuing to buy our debt. Why, I don't know, but that's it. And Japan and China are the two biggest purchasers of American debt. Now, because of the tsunami and because of the earthquake and because of the reactor meltdown, the Japanese financial community is dumping their U.S. debt. They cannot buy anymore. They're getting out of America's investments, and they're coming back to... They're bringing their money back into Japan to pay for the reconstruction. So anybody who deliberately tried to attack Japan on behalf of the United States of America has actually done far more harm to America than good. In any event, it's nonsense. Nobody has a nuclear weapon able to create as much energy as a magnitude 9 earthquake. It is nonsense. It is on the same level with the no plane at the Pentagon or the chemtrails or the tornado-making machines or the fake Apollo moon landings. It is junk and garbage put out there to contaminate a serious discussion of what's going on. All righty, moving right along here. Now, as you're probably already aware, only days after Obama said we're not considering ground troops, NATO is saying, yeah, we're probably going to have to put troops on the ground, and certainly in the aftermath of yesterday's progress, if you will, by Gaddafi in pushing back the rebellion, now we're going to say, oh yeah, it's a ground war all over again. And they're going to start sending in the troops. And Obama's going to blame it on NATO. But NATO basically does what the United States says, because the United States provides most of the weapons and most of the money and most of whatever, and most of the soldiers. And NATO will just say, okay, we got to do what the United States says to do. And it's just another war. And they're trying to do it as a distraction from the fact that the other wars are not going very well. The economy is on the edge of collapse due to major corruption and criminality by Wall Street executives, aided and abetted by the United States government. And behind it all, absolutely. The United States is making war on nations that don't have privately owned central banks. This is a war, sacrificing the blood of American men and American women to make the world safe for compound interest on the public currency. That's what it is, clash of civilizations. It's a clash of banking systems. It's about keeping the people of the world slaves to debt. But you know something? You're a slave to debt only as long as you believe it's legitimate. And once you start to understand that this debt was artificially created as a means of enslaving you, and the only thing holding you slave to that debt is your belief that it's just and legitimate, then the slave chains start to fall off your wrists. We need to be at that point. I'm a heretic. I'm absolutely a heretic. I do not believe that I am obligated to pay the debts of a country that is spending that money on war and death and surveillance and spying and dictatorship around the world. That's not what we pay taxes for. We pay taxes for roads. We pay taxes for schools for our children. We pay taxes for hospitals to take care of our sick. We pay taxes so that we will have a secure, comfortable future. We pay taxes for infrastructure. And yet our country, the United States of America, spends more on warfare than any other country in history. And I do not wish to support unending war against the innocent people of the rest of planet Earth. I will not do that. And I will not be shackled to debt created in the quest for war. It's not my debt. It's not my problem. I didn't agree to it. You got into that debt without my permission. You get out of that debt without my help. So... Alrighty, let's see. Yesterday we talked about the fact that the so-called Libyan rebel leader has spent the last 20 years in Virginia, a couple of blocks from the Central Intelligence Agency. I'm sorry, Libya, you had a nice, democracy movement and freedom movement underway, you got hijacked. You got used. You listened to the wrong people coming in saying, we got guns and money for you. Just do what we say and you'll have elections and stuff. And remember, the United States has invaded something like 30, 40 countries now since the end of World War II to bring them democracy and freedom. They never actually got it. Not once. It's always a puppet ruler like the Shah of Iran, like Ferdinand Marcos, like Pinochet. All of these tyrants and dictators the United States installs to rule its provinces like ancient Rome. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I have a couple of comments that are going to be directed to the governments of the United States of America and the government of Israel, as long as we're, you know, sort of pulling them all together, the evil axis of the United States and Israel. You do not end injustice by being unjust. You do not end racism by being racist. You do not end hate by being hateful. You do not make people free at the point of a gun. You do not bring peace by making war. And I make that point because we seem to see this all the time. We go in and invade a country saying that we're going to make them free. And the first thing when they're free, they say is, get out. And we say, oh, we can't do that. We're here to keep you free. And then we point guns at them. If you back up and just look at it, the sheer absurdity of the disconnect between what our government says they're doing and what they're actually doing should be obvious to all. And I know there's a lot of denial. People don't want to face up to what this country has become. But we need to. If we don't face up to what the United States government has really become, then 50 years from now, future generations will look on Americans of today with the same derision that our generation views the Germans of Hitler's time. They knew what was happening. Why did they not stop it? You know what's happening today in this country. Why are you not stopping it? Now, as we see the United States and Great Britain talking about this push to arm the Libyan rebels, it needs to be pointed out that the United Nations resolution that the U.S. is using as justification to go into Libya does not allow for the arming of the combatants on the ground. This was all sold about, well, we're going to limit Gaddafi's ability to hurt the revolution, and we're going to put troops on the ground to keep them apart and keep them from fighting. Peacekeepers. There's nothing in there about pouring more weapons all over both sides so the killing can proceed apace. In the base Tacitus kind of, in the basic Tacitus approach to these things, they created a desolation and they called it peace. But it's illegal. This whole thing is illegal. Obama does not have the right to commit troops into a country that has not attacked the United States of America without the permission of Congress. And Congress has not been informed or consulted on this matter. And our national image, we do not countenance unprovoked attacks on other countries. It's happened. We've been lied to about it, and our country has done it. But it's not part of our national character to just march into somebody else's country and take whatever's valuable there and bring it back home. That's not the American identity. It never has been. I hope it never will be. But it's certainly the identity of our government that seeks to solve its economic problems by going out and killing the people they owe money to, or finding something that's really valuable and grabbing it and making it American property so they can sell it for the money they need to get out of their economic problems. All right, so over in Syria, the Syrian cabinet has resigned. Basically, their whole government has fallen apart. And again, this gets back to that situation yesterday where Wolf Blitzer is saying that Libya is a template that the United States should now apply to every other country in the Middle East that is having, internal discord and dissent. That we, the United States, need to go in and basically grab all of these countries where the governments are dealing with these massive protests, and we will impose our idea of what life should be like on those countries. Those people don't want us in there. These people are trying to sort out their own problems politically. They don't need outside intervention. Basically, the United States is engaging in vulture capitalism on a national scale. Oh, they're in trouble. Let's go in and take over the place and exploit it for our own profitability. We'll tell the sucker taxpayers and soldier breeders that, we're bringing freedom and democracy. That one always works. All right, we got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.